Yes, sir. Thank you, Lucius. G-Bag Nation 105.3 The Fan. Cowboys-Rams joint practice coming up at 4 o'clock. We'll take a look at Rangers stuff coming up at 3 o'clock. Post-trade deadline reality for all 30 MLB teams. How you feeling about your Texas Rangers here after last night's big win? That was exciting. I did post a picture on social media at Gavin Dawson on Twitter of this this bursted pimple on my back because people are saying, no, that sounds like staph infection.
Oof.
So are you saying that it's not a pimple and not an ingrown hair? It's actually a staph infection that's come up on my back somehow? There was no cut. Like, that'd be super, super random. But I am open-minded. And with a day game tomorrow, Brian, I think I'm probably looking at waking up and going to the doctor.
Yeah, that's probably a good idea. I was thinking maybe after the show.
Yeah, I can't believe you're putting it off again.
Yeah.
They're close enough to do. Eight?
We got Rangers Yanks at 7.
Yeah, okay. close about 8, 9, the care nails?
Urgent care centers?
Yeah.
I'm not sure. I figured they'd be open later in that. But, you know, it says be aware of sweating or nausea or throwing up, like as clear signs that it's, you know, a bigger infection that requires urgent service. So I think I'm good. You know, I think I can take a wait and see approach.
Famous last words.
Yeah.
I think I'm good. Right.
Yeah.
Come on, beer real quick.
I mean, what's the worst that could happen
in
over 9 hours of sleep? Okay. Cow turd on shoddy. Does this matter? I have respect for Colin. You know, as far as being a professional, yes, I think that's important. But is a backwards visor, like, what year is this? I think growing up in 1991, that might have led SportsCenter. You know, a backwards visor discussion and a debate. As far as being professional, I do think it's important to be professional, but I just think most of these are just personal style. You know, and I want to wear my hat backwards. I want to wear sunglasses inside. Like, there's nothing objectively unprofessional or rude about that.
They beat Tony up over it. Tony Romo, yeah. It was his shoulders and his hat at the same time. Shoulders all slumpy. Yeah. Hat was backwards. He's like, this guy doesn't care. And he threw 4 interceptions a game.
I think there's definitely be something to said for body language. As a quarterback, you want to, you know, project confidence. But yeah, you know, I just think that there are different flavors for what you think is cool, and as long as it's like hygienic, you got a decent haircut, you've shaved at some point in the last couple 2-3 days, I think you're good to go, Brian. That's my opinion on it.
Yeah, I just, you know, to me, training camp is one of those times where you might wear the same clothes every day, the same look.
You're in the
day.
Lab.
You're grabbing, you know, there's like when you go in your room. Or maybe in the locker room, maybe in your locker, you've got 3 or 4 hats and you got a visor on top and you just, or maybe you're in your room and you got 2 hats and a visor and you just grab it, you throw it on and go, but you got the same shirt on you wore yesterday. You got the same shorts and, you know, it's training camp practice. You know, if you wear a hat backwards, it's okay. You know, just, I mean, I've worked with coaches that always wore their hats backwards. Hell, remember how Dan Quinn. Dan Quinn's a head coach on the sidelines with an NFC championship game with a hat on backwards. Is that the reason he lost? No. You know, he just ran into a good team there in Philadelphia.
Well, sometimes, like, you know, Stallone and Over the Top, you need an energy shift. And flipping that hat backwards,
I've worked with plenty of guys that have just always worn their hats a certain way. But it's training camp. And, you know, and so... Like, let's say the league always tries to encourage you to, like, okay, the league won't let you wear, like, a coat and tie on the sidelines anymore. You know, they won't let you go with the old Tom Landry look or, you know, when those coaches used to wear the skinny tie with the white.
They won't let you?
No, you can't. You can't.
Why not? Like, I like the training camp look. You're in the lab right now. Yeah. I'm going to grow my hair out. This beard's going to look raggedy. We're trying to figure these plays out. I'm trying to see who's going to be on this roster. It's tough.
It is tough. And, you know.
It's not time for me to dress up, but they should be able to be fly as they want to on the sideline during the game. I don't see what.
Yeah, the league.
Why even police that?
Because they want you to, buy the hoodies.
Oh, the merch.
They want you to buy the merch. They don't. I mean, matter of fact, Mike Nolan was like, his father was a coach for the 49ers for a number of years. And he used to wear a tie on the sidelines, and Mike wanted to honor his dad at San Francisco doing the same thing. And the league was like, wait a minute, we got to make it, you know, they made him jump through hoops just to do that. So,
they had to wait till Reebok made a suit.
Okay, you have to wear a certain tie, and you have to wear a certain shirt, you have to wear, but it's all about the merch. They don't. And if you're turning their merch backwards, they probably feel like that it's not getting exposure is another thing that they're dealing with.
Okay. All right.
Or I'm making your merch look cool, but you probably got a great point. No, we want to see these logos.
They want to see the logos. Yeah. They want to see the hat. They don't want to see the back of the hat with the band. They don't want to see that. They want to see the front, and somebody's going to say, hey, I'm going to buy me one of those Cowboys visors. That thing looks cool. Well, yeah. You could go to the pro shop and get one. You can wear it back. You can wear it backwards if you want when you get it. But yeah the league is really particular about that.
Every square inch of that sideline, including the players, is a potential for a billboard, right?
Towels.
Yeah.
The towels. Like, yeah, I remember the whole thing with like those, you know, Gatorade has got some really cool towels now. They used to be just regular old towels, but now they've got the team logo on them. They've got the color. They've got Gatorade on them. I mean, they're actually, like, you would never think about taking a towel. But, like, if I could take a couple of those Gatorade towels with the logos on them.
Oh, yeah. I love those towels.
Those make good outdoor cooking towels, you know.
I love a good playoff towel, you know, like the ones we got from the Rangers run in 23, the Mavs ones.
These are, like, big. These are, like, bath towels that you could get, like, get, you know, on the sidelines that they put over the shoulder.
Oh, that's fly.
Yeah.
Yeah, I want them big green ones. I know what you're talking about with the logos all over. It's like a step and repeat.
Yeah, they've got them now where each individual team has their own towel. So, like, on the sidelines, like, the Packers have their towels, the Cowboys have their towels, so you got to grab me a couple of those
Man, those would do numbers if they sell those.
They do.
Oh, they do they?
They do, yeah.
I could imagine Cowboys fans just, you know, having those as their beach towels.
They're going to sell everything on that sideline. They're going to sell everything on that sideline.
Well, I mean, I guess if there was an inkling of unprofessionalism in Brian Schottenheimer, like a nepotism storyline, this guy doesn't deserve it, and he's out there being unprofessional with his visor on backwards, maybe then I'd have a little bit more appetite for the discussion. But this guy's killing it, Brian.
I wanted to ask
Coach of the Year.
No, he's definitely got the swag. I wanted to ask Lucius this question.
Coach, you got relaxed, bro. We just started.
I'm calling it.
We just started.
Lucius,
you went at some point.
I mean, Lucius, prisoner of the moment, my man.
5 years of listening to McCarthy, like, press conferences and stuff?
Yeah.
Okay, you've had to listen to every one of Schottenheimer's because he drops a cuss word every single time.
Yeah,
he
likes
a
cuss,
Every single time.
S-word is his favorite one.
S-word is his favorite one. And I was going to ask Lucius, how many press conferences have you listened to entirely?
Every single one he drops an S at least twice in there.
Yeah.
At the very end of it.
So usually, like McCarthy, you just let the thing go. You're like, I don't care. He's not going to say anything.
This man is struggling to breathe. He ain't going to give you too many words.
Yeah, but I do feel like maybe they won't win enough this year, but eventually in the next couple, 2-3 years, they're going to win enough. And I think Shoddy's vibes and the way that he interacts with everybody, like, he's going to talk to reporters. Everybody's going to learn to like him. They're going to get an up-close view once the season starts of everything that goes on with him.
Yeah, he's doing a really smart thing because what happens when you become a likable guy in the media, they don't go after you as much.
Nope.
So he's doing a really bright thing doing that.
Yeah, I think he's thought of everything.
Oh, he's trying.
And obviously he hasn't, but if something comes up, he'll spend significant time about it. He says he's an elite communicator. I think that's maybe the number one skill I'd be looking for, of course, after knowing football. Being an elite communicator, it pluses everything up from the way that you interact, what you can convince Jerry of, talking with your other coaches, talking with your players. You know, the benefits of this are pretty outstanding. So I think, and you talk about strong takes, but how about this? I think Jerry finally found his Landry. That's how much I think is Shoddy.
I think to me, I was just thinking if he could be a...
Stunned you, didn't I?
Yeah, you did.
It's a little early for that.
Is the fever...
But I wanted to call my shot.
Fever kicking in?
Is that the fever or the cold medicine?
Is that what's...
I'm not quite sure.
It's something.
Does staph infection present as cold? Because if it does, then I'm out of here. All right? Because that's what I feel like right now.
Yeah.
I got a giant pimple on my back, and I feel like I've come down with a cold in the last 24 hours. I think they're totally unrelated.
Yeah, Blake, if you got nothing coming on, come on in and we'll do some radio.
I'm telling you, if you Google it, you probably have everything in the world that you don't want if you Google it.
Well, there's a first... I am going to chat GPT it here at the break, but I feel like a first responder might have just heard my Brian Schottenheimer take and decided they need to come by a 75.
I will say this, though. If Schottenheimer's a quarter as good as his father, you'll have a successful coach. I think his dad was a really good coach.
Yeah, and I think what last week showed me is he's got enough of Marty, right? He's got enough of the tough son of a gun to lead a group of men without, you know, being looked at as a pushover or too much of a fun guy. Top stories at 3 post-trade deadline reality for all 30 MLB teams, and we're back with the Nation.